I'm Janine Herbst with these headlines. The FBI recovered highly classified information in the search for former President Trump's South Florida property this week. Yesterday, the federal judge who authorized the search released the warrant and an inventory of what federal agents collected. NPR's Carrie Johnson has more on what happens next.
There's a legal fight underway now to unseal the affidavit. That's the reasons why the FBI thought there was probable cause that a crime had been committed and that there was important evidence in Florida. Several media groups are trying to get that document made public in the coming weeks. And then there's this question of the ongoing federal investigation. What will a grand jury and the Justice Department do here? Will they decide to charge the former president or one of his aides with a crime? That is an enormous step to consider.
NPR's Carrie Johnson reporting. The family of 20-year-old Vanessa Guillen, who was killed by a fellow soldier at Fort Hood in Texas 2 years ago, is suing the federal government. Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton has more.
Guillen's family is suing the U.S. government in the amount of $35 million for sexual harassment, abuse, assault, rape, and wrongful death. Guillen's body was found in July of 2020 after going missing for several months. 20-year-old Aaron David Robinson, the soldier who was accused in the case, committed suicide when confronted by law enforcement. In the wake of Guillen's death, a civilian review committee's investigation resulted in 14 U.S. Army commanders and other leaders at Fort Hood being fired or suspended. Guillen's death has sparked a movement to change the way the military deals with assault and harassment, as well as legislation to prevent further misconduct. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
The suspect accused of stabbing author Salman Rushdie at a speaking event in New York yesterday entered a not guilty plea today. He's being held without bond. Rushdie suffered serious injuries and remains hospitalized. Today is Election Day in Hawaii. The 50th state is the only one in the country that holds its primary election on a Saturday. Hawaii Public Radio's Bill Dorman reports there's a definite focus on the Democrats.
Hawaii's political complexion is as blue as the ocean that surrounds it. Democrats dominate the voting, making most primary races more competitive than the general election. Current Lieutenant Governor Josh Green is the frontrunner to become the next governor. His main opponents include businesswoman and former First Lady Vicky Cayetano and current U.S. Congressional Representative Kai Kahele. Other statewide races include the Senate seat of heavily favored incumbent Brian Schatz and both seats in the U.S. House of Representatives. Mayors are on the ballot for Maui and Kauai, as well as every seat in the legislature. About a third of voters have already sent in their ballots by mail. Polls will close at 7 p.m. local time. For NPR News, I'm Bill Dorman in Honolulu.
And you're listening to NPR News. British passengers are facing a fresh round of train cancellations and delays this summer as thousands of rail workers walked off the job today, striking over pay. Villa Marx has more from London.
High inflation's forced up living costs across the UK, and members of the ASLEF union are just one of many groups seeking pay increases from their employers. Roughly 6,500 train drivers from nine of Britain's rail operators are striking for 24 hours in their latest attempt to win higher wages. Several strikes this summer have disrupted the country's rail network, with employers saying they cannot raise pay without significant reforms to working practices. An employee rep concerned that could equate to job cuts for members in the near future. Several operators are running no train services at all today, including some in London, with others offering just a fraction of their usual timetable.
For NPR News, I'm Willem Marks in London.
At least 150 white-backed vultures have been found dead after feeding on poisoned buffalo carrion in separate incidents in South Africa and Botswana. Ishma Fundikwa reports conservationists suspect the birds in both cases were deliberately targeted.
The white-backed vulture is on the International Union for Conservation of Nature's red list of critically endangered bird species. The birds sometimes die after feeding on poisoned meat intended for predators. The vultures are also targeted by some African communities who use the birds' body parts in traditional medicine.
Ishma Fundikwa reporting. And I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.